أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن نعمره ننكس في الخلق أفلا يعقلون صدق الله العظيم. In the last two ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's will, Allah's desire. That if Allah Rabbul Izzat so willed, so desired, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have obliterated the eyes of a human being when he did not use these eyes to see the greatness of Allah, to see the power of Allah, to see the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or he used these eyes contrary to the commandments of Allah, he misused it, he broke the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have snatched away, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have taken away those eyes. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, that if Allah Rabbul Izzat so desired, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have transformed us, distorted us, made us crippled, and we would have not been able to use these limbs. But that is not the general system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much we disobey Allah, no matter how much we misuse these ni'mats that Allah has given us, these amanat, these trust that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat, we use it to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take it away. What is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Rabbul Izzat, in this one very brief ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes his system. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. From the time that a fetus is formed in the womb of a woman, and then we will get the ruh that links up to it, and then life begins, and then that fetus grows, and then from that womb a perfect little child is born. With all the ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives human beings, that child is ushered into this world. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think about this, and Allah wants us to ponder about it. Some don't even survive that period of time that fetus is aborted and that woman miscarriages, or sometimes it is a stillborn child, or sometimes a child comes into this world, lives for a few days and then leaves this world, and then sometimes it's a few years, and some will grow and move through the different stages of human life, like the infancy stage, the teenage, childhood stage, and then a person becomes an adult. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really is calling upon all of us to think about it, that you have many, many years behind you now, and in all these years we have given you all the different faculties. By and large, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us eyes that was 100% perfect. Allah had given us a mind that was 100% perfect. Allah had given us the power of hearing that was 100% perfect. And like that, each and every limb, each and every organ of the body, each and every sense Allah had given us was 100% perfect. But then as the clock ticks and as life moves forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we've given you the age, you have age behind you, but together with that, nunakkisu fil khalq, we begin to reverse him in creation. Then we'll find that suddenly the eyes are not as good as it used to be, and then a person requires spectacles, or a person requires contact lens, and then thereafter we will find that the hearing is not as good as it used to be, the memory again is not as good as it used to be, and suddenly we find this decline coming within insan. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala really reminds us about here in this ayah. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin thumma ja'ala min ba'di du'afin quwa thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwatin du'afan wa shayba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through this whole cycle of life, that we came as very weak human beings into this world. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced that weakness. Allah Rabbul Izzat gave us strength. And then slowly we found that strength began to leave us. Weakness sets in, and together with weakness, we will find that old age. And really, if you want to see it, we see it on a daily basis. Look at the sun that rises very, very weak on the eastern horizon. We can look at it and we can stare it in the face. But then suddenly we will find that the sun becomes stronger and stronger. And then it is zawal, it is midday. And that is the real midday of the life of a human being, where all the strength of the human is given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither can his parents say anything, nor can anybody else say anything to this insan. And then suddenly we find that the sun moves towards the western horizon, and then suddenly we just find that it loses its strength. And then till it comes to the horizon, and right there on the western horizon before it sets, again you can look at it in his face, and it'll have absolutely no effect, no impact on your eyes whatsoever. It was the same sun, but it lost all its strength. We are the same insan, but we lose all these faculties very, very slowly. And this is the system of life. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, that as the clock ticks, we will find that the strength becomes weaker. We will find that the senses become weaker. And that's supposed to actually take us closer and closer to Allah. And we're supposed to use it more and more for the sake of Allah, more and more in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in this brief ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes and he says, أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ, that can man not understand that these given ni'mats of Allah are there to be used to recognize Allah, not to be misused and disobedient to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.